Good morning, traders. This is your morning brief for March 26, 2026 at 7:01 a.m. We have five key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. This deal positions Broadcom as a key supplier for custom AI accelerators, signaling a strategic shift for OpenAI towards bespoke silicon and away from solely relying on general-purpose GPUs. For investors, this puts a fresh spotlight on Broadcom's role in the burgeoning AI infrastructure market. The stock, trading at $318.81, has already seen impressive growth with a one-year return of 79.3%, reflecting strong investor confidence in its AI prospects and strategic partnerships. Next up, update 2. Concerns over potential reduced demand for memory chips led to a notable sell-off. South Korea's SK Hynix, a major supplier of memory for AI applications, tumbled as much as 6.4%. Japan's Kioxia Holdings, a flash memory manufacturer, also dropped 6.4% in Tokyo. This follows earlier losses for Micron Technology and SanDisk Corp in New York, highlighting how quickly technological advancements can ripple through the semiconductor market and shift investor sentiment, even if the long-term impact is still being debated. Now for update number 3. They've deployed a staggering $78 billion since 2018, buying back shares of Berkshire Hathaway itself. This commitment to repurchasing the company's own stock dwarfs their combined investments in other major holdings like Apple, Chevron, Bank of America, and Occidental Petroleum over the same period. It signals strong management confidence in Berkshire's intrinsic value and its ability to generate returns, a strategy that often appeals to long-term value investors. Continuing with Update 4, this comes after Accenture, a global professional services company, reported better-than-expected Q2 2026 results, highlighted by a record $22 billion in new bookings. While the company did raise its guidance, the strong bookings growth is a key indicator of continued demand for its services and a positive sign for investors looking at rebound opportunities and fundamental strength in the professional services sector. And our final update, number 5. The firm initiated coverage on SoFi with an equal weight rating, setting a price target of $19 per share, which suggests an upside potential of almost 11% from current levels. Wells Fargo characterized SoFi as a digital leader sitting at the nexus, underscoring its position as a key player in online lending, banking, and investment services. This initiation could bring increased institutional attention to the stock as it aims to capitalize on its digital-first approach. That concludes all five updates in your morning brief for March 26, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com.